Today, the title of my talk is "This is how I fight my battles."
Every
one of them. Go on, Mara. Do we know the song?
Yes.
Remember there's a song?
Yes.
Now, I'm not like Pastor Michael. Pastor Michael has a beautiful voice, doesn't he? Oh boy, let's ask that again. Pastor Michael has a beautiful voice, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He did a great job today, didn't he?
Yeah.
Give him a round of applause. Go on, Pastor Michael. He can preach, he can teach, he can prophesy. Pastor Michael can do it all, hallelujah. No, he can't. Only by the grace of God. Anyway, but this is how I fight my battles. Will we sing it?
Yes.
I try and get the right key. I don't have a voice of an angel. I have a voice of a cat that's dying. Slow and painful death. What's the key, Mike? Give me a key.
It may look like I'm surrounded,
but I'm surrounded by you.
Woo!
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles.
Sing it.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
This is what?
Beautiful,
beautiful. Give yourselves a round of applause. Do you know what that is now? Do you know when you're in primary school and all the assemblies in the morning where you have to sing the songs? Only the Irish people know this. Anyway, in Ireland we have to do it every morning, sing songs. But anyway, this is how I fight my battles is the word of the Lord for today.
Amen.
I had a different word. This was part of the word that I had prepared. But I came in here on Friday evening. Anytime I step on the stage, I will always come into the space when no one is here. I'll turn on the worship music and I'll pray for every single person and I'll lay my hands on every single chair. Your chair has been prayed for.
Amen.
You have been prayed for.
Amen.
It is God ordained that you're here today.
Amen.
But we always want to spiritually prepare the space for whatever God wants to do. And when I was here on Friday, God spoke very clearly to me that the other two parts of the word that I had prepared are not for today. They're great words, but they're not for today. This is for today. This is how I fight my battles. And there's some people here and you're in your battle right now. And there's other people here and the week ahead you're going to face a battle that you might not even know about. But there's always battles in life, isn't there? And today we're looking at how do we fight these? Because God has a way of doing it. The world has one way, we know that way. That doesn't work. It goes against God's ways. But God has a certain way that we fight our battles. Are we excited to hear what God has to say?
Yes.
Yeah? Will you stand with me as we pray? It's just a sign of honour and respect to God. And if you're comfortable with it, will you close your eyes just that we can focus on the Lord? And if you're more comfortable with it, if you want to raise your hands to heaven, it's just a sign of surrender, being open to what God wants to do. Hallelujah. God, you see every hand. You see every person here. You know that every person is here today, Lord, for this God-ordained moment. And we ask you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit to fill this place. Speak to us with such clarity and vision. Show us your ways, God. Show us what you have chosen for us. And God, give us the grace and the wisdom and the surrender to choose what you've chosen for us. We ask you, Lord, when it comes to the battles of life, that what we look at in your word today would give us the tools to tackle them, that we would fight against the strategies and the tactics of the enemy. God, give us your favor. We believe that you are good. We trust that you are faithful. We love you with all of our hearts, and we thank you in advance for what you're about to do. And the people of God said,
amen.
Amen. Do you want to grab a seat? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, today we're looking at someone called Moses. Do we know Moses?
Yeah.
Oh, people who know their Bible, come on. Moses is a guy in the Old Testament. We're looking at the book of Exodus today. And the context is that Moses and the people of Israel are about to be attacked by their enemy, the Amalekites. That's the context, yeah? This is just after Moses and the people of Israel are in the desert. And there's a famous story of them having no water. Do you remember that in the Bible?
Yeah.
They have no water. And the people of Israel give out to Moses. And Moses says to God, what do I do? And God tells him. People of Israel had one reaction. It was to give out. Moses' reaction was to go to God. Brothers and sisters, what's your reaction when life goes AWOL, when you need a miracle? People give out, don't they, sometimes? You need to go to God. And God tells Moses exactly what to do. When you ask God, what do I do? He's going to tell you. He's not a God to go silent and go, off on your own, figure it out. No, he's going to tell you what to do. So he tells Moses to hit the rock with his staff and water comes out and it's a miracle. Praise the Lord. So this miracle has just happened and what we're about to read is they're about to get attacked by their enemies, the Amalekites. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Let's read the word of the Lord together. Exodus 17, it says this. While the people of Israel were still at Rehidim, the warriors of Amalek attacked them. Moses commanded Joshua, choose some men to go out and fight the army of Amalek for us. Tomorrow, I will stand at the top of the hill, holding the staff of God in my hand. So Joshua did what Moses had commanded and fought the army of Amalek. Meanwhile, Moses, Aaron, and Hur climbed to the top of a nearby hill. As long as Moses held up the staff in his hand, the Israelites had the advantage. But whenever he dropped his hand, the Amalekites gained the advantage. And watch this. Moses' arms soon became so tired, he could no longer hold them up. So Aaron and Hur found a stone for him to sit on. Then they stood on each side of Moses, holding up his hands. Hallelujah. So his hands held steady until sunset. As a result, Joshua overwhelmed the army of Amalek in battle. After the victory, the Lord instructed Moses, write this down on a scroll as a permanent reminder. We thank you, Lord, for your word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Today I want to look at just four things that can help us when we're fighting battles in life. So there's four different things that I want to look at. And the first one is this. Don't go on your own. Anyone ever get into a fight in school? Yes. Tell the truth and shame the devil, no? No one's saying they did. If you got into a fight in school, did you go on your own?
Yes.
Oh. Did you win that fight? Who said that? Did you win it?
Of course I did,
yes. Oh.
Right.
Humility is here. Who's that? Is that John?
Yeah.
John, only you would win the fight, boy. I tell you that for nothing. Okay, anyone else? Do you ever go to fight someone on your own in school? Oh, lads, no. We all Christians, we never got in any fights. I did. Round up the girls, isn't it? You don't go on your own. You don't go on your own into a fight. I remember a fight in school. I wasn't in it because I was very holy. But I remember two girls and they got groups and herds of other girls and they all started attacking each other. There's about 40 people going at it in the schoolyard. So if you want to fight...
Any video?
Any video. No, it was about 2008. I don't think we had it back then. But when you go to fight, you typically don't go on your own, yeah? And in our world today, a lot of what we do as humans is on our own. It's iPhone, isn't it? iPad. Your Spotify playlist is completely customized. You can get your Just Eat order, whatever you want, delivered right to your door. It's, a lot of it is about ourselves, isn't it? And in that, we've lost community and we've lost connections. And God has not created us this way. We're not to do life on our own, but when it comes to the fight of your life, the battles that you face, whether that's day in, day out, or to each week or each month, you're not meant to do it on your own. Here's what it says in the New Testament. It says this, two people are better off than one. Amen?
Amen.
For they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken.
Amen.
Do you know, I don't know about you, but I tend to do my own thing a lot. Anyone else do that?
Yeah.
Even Destiny's Child sung about it, all the independent women, do you know what I mean? And some people that went over their heads, that's okay, don't mind that. But I tend to do a lot of things on my own. I have to remind myself a lot of the time, Dar, stop doing it on your own. Who were the people in my life? We saw, this is New Testament that we're reading. We're not to be on our own, especially when we're in battles of life. But we just read it in the Old Testament with Moses and Aaron and her. With Moses, one of the first things that he says to Joshua is that he's about to go to the top of a hill before the battle. He doesn't mention Aaron and her, but we see later on that he brings them for whatever reason. Moses had the awareness and the humility and the wisdom to not go on his own. And he's the leader. If you're the leader in work, you're the leader in your house, you're the leader in your community, you need people around you, amen? Yeah. Moses brought Aaron and Hur, and what we see is that if Moses didn't have Aaron and Hur, he would have lost the fight. And the people of Israel would have lost too. I believe prophetically God wants to speak to people who are men of God and women of God here, and you're about to go into battle. To gain the victory, you can have the will of God and his discernment and his provision, but God is saying to you, you need an Aaron and you need a Hur to gain the victory. You're not to do this on your own. And brothers and sisters, in our lives, who are the people that you have? Who is your Aaron and Hur? There are certain people that God has given you that are graced for your battles. They will hold you up when you can't even stand up. They'll pray over you when you can't pray for yourself. They are graced to do life with you. God has ordained them and given them to you. Do you know who your Aaron and Hurs are? Because you need them. And the other side of this question too is, who is your Moses? Who is God put in your life where you're saying, I can come alongside them. I can bless them. Even if they're in a position of leadership, leaders need help too. Amen?
Amen,
amen, Mike?
Amen.
Amen. Mike needs people too. We all need people. Who's your Moses? Who can you be a blessing to? Who can you support in their fight and in their battle? Don't go on your own. That is how you fight your battle. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Number two, use what's in your hands. And some people are like, I have my phone or a cup of coffee in my hand. We're not talking about that, yeah? It's not about physically what's in your hands. But what we see with Moses when he goes to the top of the hill, he had something. What was it? His staff or his rod. And what we see with Moses is in the key moments with him and God, that staff, that rod is in his hand. We see it at the burning bush. We see it when he divides the Red Sea and the people of Israel are set free. We see it when he hits the rock in the desert and there's no water and the water comes out. And we just read about it at the top of this hill to bring victory to the Israelites. The staff, the rod is used. God gave that to Moses. That was his tool, that was his weapon. And what I say to your brothers and sisters is, whatever God has given to you, don't let it go. For me, what God has given to me, and when I look back on all the different times in my life, for me it's worship. I can see myself as a little girl getting my dad's Christian CDs. Do you remember CDs? Everyone under 25 is, no, I don't. Putting the CDs in and singing to my God when I was a little girl. I remember it as a teenager in college. I remember praying for it with our youth. My worship has always been my weapon. In my lowest moments in my life, when I couldn't talk to God, I couldn't pray. When I couldn't even look at a Bible, never mind read it. When I had no faith, I always had my worship. Always. The enemy can take some things, but he can't take my worship. That's my weapon. That's what God has given me in my hand. Whatever I face, whatever battle I do, even today as I was praying here, it's my worship. That's how I connect with God. That's how I fight my battles. What is it for you? When you look back on your life, what is it? Is it your faith that can move mountains? Is it prayer that just storms heaven and intercedes in a way that no one else can? Is it the word of God that you can just stand firm? Don't let go of what God has given you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Are you still with me?
Yes.
Yeah? Are we learning?
Yes.
God speaking?
Powerful message.
A powerful message. Thank you, sister. I appreciate it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number three, the power of presence. Power of presence. Let's have a read again quickly about Aaron and Hur and what they did. So Aaron and Hur found a stone for Moses, for him to sit on. Then they stood on each side of Moses, holding up his hands. As a result, Joshua overwhelmed the army of Amalek in battle. We don't read Aaron and Hur and Moses having any conversation. They just showed up, and with all due respect, they shut up. They didn't say, what are the tactics or the strategies? They didn't say, let's pray. They didn't go to Moses, what do we do? They were just there. And in the biggest battles of our lives, brothers and sisters, when we're supporting other people especially, the bigger the battle, the fewer the words. That's my learning. I'm not there on it. I'm not an expert. But the bigger the battle someone is facing, the fewer the words. When someone is fighting for their life, someone is fighting for their marriage, someone is fighting for their freedom, someone is fighting for their sanity, someone is fighting for a home to live in, there's nothing I can really say, but I can show up. I can be there with you in it. I can support you in it. And we see with Aaron and Hur, it was really practical if I go back. They just sat Moses down because he was tired, and they lifted up his hands. Sometimes the most practical thing we can do when we show up is buy someone dinner or a cup of coffee. Sometimes it's giving them a lift. Sometimes it's picking up the phone and just listening, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just showing up.
Yeah.
It's the power of presence. And for people that we love in our lives and we're trying to support, there is no words a lot of the time that we can say. There's nothing. Someone has passed away, there's nothing I can say.
Yeah.
And people can not sometimes over-spiritualize it too, saying God has a plan, and he does, amen?
Yeah, amen.
They don't, they can't even hear that when they're in their battle and pain. It's not the time. It's the time to show up and be present, and I'm with you in it. And we have that with the Holy Spirit too. There's times where we know the word of God. I've talked to God about this, but I just need to feel his presence. It's the power of showing up. And when we show up for God, he shows up for us, amen?
Amen.
And that's what we're to do with each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. Show up for each other. Be present. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And finally, the fourth one is remember, remember. The last part of what we read is this. After the victory, the Lord instructed Moses, write this down on a scroll as a permanent reminder. After the victory, of your battle or your fight, God is instructing you to write it down. Do not forget the goodness of God. Do not forget his faithfulness. Do not forget his mercies, his miracles, his provision, his protection. Because the next battle we face, we forget, don't we? And we go, where's God? I need to remember, this is the goodness of God in my life. These are the fights and the battles that God has given me the victory in. You need to remember, because we forget so easily. It's an instruction. We're to do it. Let us never forget the goodness of God in our lives. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.